Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Pets for Profit by Alastair Pemberton is a non-fiction expose of the modern veterinary industry written from an insider vantage point. Framed as an account from a former senior executive within a private equity-backed veterinary platform, the book argues that veterinary care in many markets has been reshaped by consolidation and financial incentives, rather than solely by medical progress or ordinary inflation. Pemberton describes how clinic roll-ups and corporate ownership can change what pet owners experience at the front desk and in the exam room, including higher prices. Less continuity and care that feels more rushed. The purpose is not to provide a general history of veterinary medicine, but to explain why bills and treatment decisions can look different after ownership changes and why these patterns are hard for consumers to see in real time. It also highlights the pressure such systems can place on veterinarians and support staff who are expected to meet business targets while maintaining clinical standards. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how veterinary medicine became a roll-up target. A central topic is why private equity became interested in veterinary clinics and how consolidation typically unfolds. The book describes a market with steady demand, largely paid out of pocket, where pet owners have strong emotional motivation to approve care. In that environment, acquiring clinics and combining them into larger platforms can create scale in purchasing, marketing, and management, while also enabling more consistent pricing strategies across locations. Pemberton emphasizes that consolidation is not just a background business trend, but something that can alter the structure of local competition and patient choice. When multiple neighborhood practices end up under the same corporate umbrella, the apparent variety of options may shrink in practical terms, even if branding remains different. The book also connects these dynamics to the private equity playbook, where growth is often pursued through rapid acquisition rather than slower organic expansion. By focusing on the mechanics of buying, integrating, and standardizing clinics, the narrative aims to show that the shift in veterinary care is driven by deliberate business design choices, not accidental drift. Secondly, the acquisition to pricing power pipeline. Pemberton frames rising vet bills as a predictable outcome of a model built around acquisition prices and financial return expectations. In the book's telling, when clinics are bought at aggressive valuations, the numbers eventually have to be justified through higher revenue per visit, higher prices, or both. The book highlights how veterinary care can be especially vulnerable to price increases, because pet owners often have limited ability to compare true costs in advance, and switching providers can be difficult when a pet has an established record and trust relationship. Consolidation can also reduce the pressure to keep prices aligned with independent competitors if fewer independents remain. Rather than attributing cost increases solely to better medicine, pandemic effects, or staffing shortages, the book argues these explanations are incomplete on their own. The emphasis is on how pricing strategies can be engineered and normalized after ownership changes, sometimes leaving clients feeling surprised by invoices or unsure whether recommendations are fully driven by clinical need. The topic is presented as an incentive problem. What the business must produce financially can shape what care looks like operationally. Thirdly, operational changes that can thin out care. Another major theme is how day-to-day clinic operations can change under profit-oriented governance. The book describes a shift from continuity and clinician judgment toward standardized processes that prioritize throughput, utilization, and predictable metrics. In practice, that can mean shorter appointments, higher caseload expectations, and stronger emphasis on capturing revenue opportunities during each visit. Pemberton does not present this as a universal description of every corporate clinic, but as a recurring pattern produced by common incentive structures. The book also explores how cost control can appear in less obvious places, such as staffing models, scheduling pressure, and the allocation of time for follow-up communication with clients. From the pet owner perspective, these changes can feel like reduced access, more rushed conversations, or less of the long relationship-style care that many people associate with a trusted local veterinarian. The topic underscores that the quality of care is not only about medical knowledge or equipment, but also about time, attention, and the stability of teams. By connecting operational decisions to ownership goals, the book shows how a clinic can look similar on the surface while functioning very differently underneath. Fourthly, the hidden costs paid by veterinarians and technicians. Pets for Profit places significant focus on the human impact inside clinics, especially for veterinarians and vet technicians. The book argues that profit-first systems can create ethical stress when clinicians feel pressure to meet targets while trying to uphold patient-centered standards. Even when individual professionals remain committed to animals and clients, the surrounding structure may reward volume, upselling, or tighter scheduling in ways that erode morale. The book also links these pressures to burnout and turnover, which can further reduce continuity of care and weaken the client-provider relationship. This is important because veterinary medicine already carries emotional strain euthanasia decisions, high-stakes emergencies, and distressed owners who may be facing financial limits. Pemberton presents corporate-driven performance demands as an additional layer that can intensify those stresses. The topic helps explain why pet owners might encounter more frequent staff changes or a different tone in how treatment plans are discussed. It also suggests that the damage of consolidation is not only seen in prices and policies, but in the lived experience of frontline professionals, whose working conditions influence both safety and empathy in clinical care. Lastly, consumer vulnerability in a low-transparency healthcare market. The book highlights how veterinary care combines high emotional stakes with limited transparency, making consumers uniquely vulnerable to market power. Most pet owners do not have the information or time to evaluate whether a recommended test, procedure, or follow-up is essential, optional, or priced competitively. Unlike many areas of human healthcare, veterinary services are typically purchased directly, and pricing can be difficult to compare across providers before an appointment. Pemberton argues that this creates conditions where consolidated ownership can increase prices with less immediate resistance, especially when local alternatives are limited or similarly owned. The book also emphasizes the switching costs that come with moving clinics, such as transferring records, rebuilding trust, and finding timely appointments. This topic is not framed as blaming veterinarians or owners, but as diagnosing how the market works when people are making decisions under stress. The analysis encourages readers to understand structural incentives and to pay attention to ownership and consolidation trends in their area. In doing so, the book positions veterinary care as an important example of how financialization can transform a professional service that depends on trust and relational continuity. In conclusion, Pets for Profit is best suited to pet owners trying to make sense of rising veterinary bills, veterinary professionals looking for a broader explanation of workplace changes, and readers interested in how private equity reshapes essential services. Its main benefit is conceptual clarity. It links what clients experience in clinics to the incentive structures created by consolidation, rapid acquisition strategies, and return expectations. For pet owners, the book can sharpen questions to ask when choosing a clinic, noticing changes after an ownership shift, or comparing treatment plans and pricing. For clinicians and staff, it offers language for describing pressures that may otherwise feel personal or isolated. Compared to many business of healthcare books that focus on hospitals, insurers, or pharmaceuticals, Pemberton's work stands out by focusing on veterinary medicine, a sector that has received less mainstream scrutiny while affecting millions of households. The insider perspective is part of its value, because it aims to explain not only that consolidation happens, but how decisions are made and justified inside growth-oriented platforms. While some readers may wish for more concrete solutions, the book's strength is exposing the system-level logic that can make care more expensive, more standardized, and harder to access even as demand keeps rising. If you would like to support Alastair Pemberton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.